So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, call nevelas mitzar from zum zum. All types of nevela combined with one another for a shir kezayis. Must be noted that in nevela regarding both achila and tumah, the shir is a kezayis. I think Mar cites a machleg is Rav Levi. Both agree that kol nevelas refers to even tahir mitemein, lein tumah mitzdarfen, nevela tahira of a kosher species and nevela tumah of a non-kosher species, combined for a shir kezayis regarding tumah, and that one who touches a combined kezayis nevela becomes tumah because both have the same tumas nevela. However, they disagree in achila. Do nevela tahira and nevela tumea combined for one to get malchus for eating a combined kezayis nevela? Rav holds le'in achila taharim b'fnei atzman, but tumeim b'fnei atzman. Nevela tahira and nevela tumea do not combine for a shir kezayis regarding achila for one to become chayv malchus because they are different isur. The tahira has only an isur nevela, while the tumea has only an isur tumea but not an isur nevela. Because as Rashi and Tosfos explain, Rav holds ein isur chalal isur. When the animal dies, the isur nevela cannot take effect over the preceding isur tumah. While Levi holds achila tahirin b'tumein mitzdarfin. Nevela tahira and nevela tumea do combine regarding achila because both have the isur nevela. Because Levi holds isur chalal isur, the isur nevela can take effect over the preceding isur tumah. The Gemara then cites a third opinion, Rav Asi, who says, because Levi holds, the isur nevela can take effect over the preceding isur tumea. The Gemara then cites a third opinion, Rav Asi, who says, Taharim la'atzman b'tumein la'atzman. And there are two interpretations of Rav Asi's opinion. Ikedami pliga ad Rav. Some say that Rav Asi partially disagrees with Rav and holds that regarding both tumah v'achila, eimet starfin. And accordingly, we must say that when the Mishnah says, kol nevelas mitzarfin zu mizu, it means tahir v'tahira oi tumeya v'tumeya. Tahir is combined only with other tahiris, and tumeya is combined only with other tumeyas. But tahiris and tumeyas do not combine with each other, even regarding tumah. Because Rav Asi holds, kivin de le'in achila limit starfi, le'in tumah namer limit starfi. Since it does not combine regarding achila, as Rav explained, it does not combine regarding tumah either. While others say that Rav Asi agrees completely with Rav, and only regarding achila a mitzdarfin, while regarding tumah mitzdarfin. And accordingly, when the Mishnah says kol nevelas mitzdarfin zu mizu, it means that tahiris v'tumeyas do combine with each other regarding tumah. The more questions the first approach in Rav Asi from the following brace. Misas para b'chaya gamal a mitzdarfin zem zeh. A chatzitzayis meat from a dead cow, a tahira, and a chatzitzayis from a live camel, a tumeya, do not combine because they have different nisurim. The para is nevela, while the gamal is even menachai, and vice versa. Chatzitzayis para b'chaya, a chatzitzayis gamal b'misasa, a mitzdarfin. A chatzitzayis from a live tahira and a chatzitzayis from a dead tumeya do not combine because the tahira is even menachai, while the tumeya is nevela. However, avol chatzitzayis mipara, a chatzitzayis megamal, b'mechaya, b'mimisasa, mitzdarfin. A chatzitzayis of a tahira and a chatzitzayis of a tumeya that both were alive or dead does combine because both are either even menachai or both are nevela. Now, according to Rav, the Brisa refers only to tumah as he holds le'in tumah, tahir mitumeim mitzdarfin. And according to Levi, the Brisa refers to both achila b'tumah as he holds le'in tumah v'achila tahir mitumeim mitzdarfin. While according to the Ikka di Amri, Ravasi pliga ad Rav, who holds that even le'in tumah tahir mitumeim mitzdarfin, we must say the Brisa refers to both achila b'tumah and follows the opinion of Issa chalal Issa. And since tahir mitumeim is combined regarding achila, they combine regarding tumah as well. The Mishnah continues, V'chol ha-shkatzim mitzdarfim zeh mizeh. All types of shkatzim combine with each other regarding tumah and achila. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in the shir sheretz. We know that regarding tumah shratzim, a sheretz causes tumah at a smaller shir of a kadasha, a lentil. However, regarding achila shratzim, there is a question. What is the shir for one to get malchus for eating from a sheretz? Behuda Merav says, achila shratzim loikulab b'kezayis. Regarding achila, to get malchus for eating from a sheretz, it has a larger share of kezayis and olive because the pasuk states, Le'seichlum ki sheketzeim, and achila in the pachusim b'kezayis. The word achila implies no less than a kezayis. The Gemara questions Rav from the Braisa of Tani Reb Yisib Reb Chanina that cites the pasuk Velisa Shaktus Nafshesichim Bebehemo Be'oif Ocholah Shatirmas Adom Asher Vdalti Lechem Lotame. Pasuk HaKasa Ba'achila V'sayim B'toma. The pasuk begins with Velisa Shaktus, which refers to achila, and the pasuk concludes with Lotame to create a hekesh from achila to tumah. Matumah b'kadosha, afachila b'kadosha. Just as the shir tumah of sheretz is b'kadosha, so too the shir achila of sheretz is b'kadosha. The Gemara reconciles the two with the following distinction. Kam b'misasam, d'ikat tumah b'kadosha, aminan issa achila shi'ura kishir tumah. The Brisa's pasuk refers to a dead sheretz that is subject to tumah v'kadosha. Therefore, the shir achila is also b'kadosha. While kan b'chayein, d'lekat tumah, aminan d'lekat l'chalasa b'kizayis. Rav's pasuk refers to a live sheretz that is not subject to tumah. Therefore, the shir achila is only b'kizayis. The Gemara now proceeds with a contradiction in Rabbi Yechonon. The previously mentioned Braisa of Achila Sheretz Mesa B'Kadosha calls to Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon praised it, apparently agreeing with it. While another brisa states, "Hey, varin einlen shir, filapachas mekizayis nevela, pachas mekadoshim, and asheretz metamen." A whole limb that is less than the shir can cause tuma. Therefore, even an aver nevela that is less than a kizayis and an aver sheretz that is less than kadosha can cause tuma. And Rabbi Yechon adds, however, "Ein loikin alein ela bekizayis." One gets malchus for achila only if the nevela v'sheretz have a kizayis. Apparently, Rabbi Yechon holds achila sheretz mesa bekizayis. The Gemara reconciles the two with the following distinction: b'mavdalin bekadosha. Ein mavdalin bekizayis. Only the eight shrotzim that are different in that they cause tuma bekadosha, their shir achila is bekadosha. But the other shrotzim that do not cause tuma, their shir achila is bekizayis.